How'd you get burned? Yeah.
House coat on, had a wood fireplace. We was living right around over there, right around this road, right around over there, about a half a mile over there. Actually, my kid was born and raised right here on this hill, right around here. I ain't been no, never been nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of it.
Sure, sure, well, sure.
Of course, my little old rent here is $15 a month. Mm-hmm. I got to have somewhere to stay, and I sure could own one of my own that cheap. Mm-hmm. Or if I was even able to own one.
Couldn't keep it up. But how did the fire start?
She had an old house coat on, and a chenille house coat on. And it was during Christmas time, just before Christmas. Well, when a kid, I was always, this way, when I bought my kid something for Christmas any other time, I didn't give a darn whether it's Christmas or not. I was going to give it to him when I bought it. Because I tell you what, I always said this. It's one lie you done told your kid to start with. I don't care who you are. When you tell your kid it's a Santa Claus, you done lied to your child. That's the first lie you ever told your child in your life. Well, I found that out when I was a kid, my own self. Well, my daddy every year, of course, back in my time, we didn't get no great big something or another for Christmas. We just got us an apple, a piece of candy, or orange, or something or another. We might have got a little old rubber ball or something to play with, but might a few times when I was a kid. But anyhow, it's Christmas night. I told my brother, I said, I'm going to stay awake tonight. I'm going to see who Santa Claus is. Sure enough, by dark, my daddy run us to bed. Santa Claus is going to be here a while. Y'all got to go to bed and go to sleep. Well, after a while, the old man lit the lamp. We didn't know nothing about electricity, and we was living right up there, right across them woods out there. But yeah. So, the old man, he went toting that lamp around through the house, place and stuff. I was looking at it. Well, I was satisfied. So, the next morning, Mama, she said, well, says, y'all kids go see what Santa Claus brought you. It made me so mad. I said, because Santa Claus, hell, I said, Daddy's Santa Claus. I said, he's a pretty Santa Claus. I said, Mama, I says, there ain't no way in this world to raise a kid. Uh-huh. Tell a kid it's a Santa Claus. When that's the first lie you ever told a child in your life to start with. Uh-huh. And I says,
how old were you?
I was about 8 or 9 years old. I wasn't too old. I don't know.
Yeah, he's
and
pretty shrewd.
My daddy says, son, says, you've been so smart. He says, Santa Claus won't ever come see you no more. I says, well, hell, you see me every day. I was mean back then, but I'd fight a circle saw and then fight him back. And I says, Santa Claus, I says, I see you every day. And I said, you was a Santa Claus. So, got down to the breakfast table, and there's six of us kids around the table, daddy and mother. Well, they was talking about the Santa Claus, this, that, and the other. And boy, I talk, I talk like I was grown. And I just told the little kids right in front of daddy and mother.
Yeah, most kids that age wouldn't think about it.
I says, now we've heard all our lives it's a Santa Claus. I said, it's the first thing, and mother, she was a Christian lady, too. Of course, daddy wasn't. I said, to start with, I said, when you call, you know who y'all call Santa Claus when y'all call Santa Claus? Well, I don't know which one it was. But, no, I believe it was mother. I said, who, son? I said, you call Jesus Christ Santa Claus. I said, that's what Christmas is for, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And I said, y'all know good and well that Jesus Christ ain't no Santa Claus. Brother, let me tell you, I put the eyes to Papa and Mother both right then.
I did.
And I told them. I said, I can't read. I said, y'all know I can't read. But I said, y'all go look anywhere in the Bible where y'all find Santa Claus in the Bible and let them tell you who Santa Claus is in the Bible. And I said, I'll let y'all chop my head off while chopping axe. They couldn't find it because it ain't in there.